9 out of 10 grandmothers would not approve of this podcast, but that one grandma is sorta kind of bitchin'.
This podcast is part of the Deluxe Edition Network. To find other great shows on the network, head over to deluxeeditionnetwork.com. That's deluxeeditionnetwork.com.
This is Sorta Kinda Funny. Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Sorta Kinda Funny. My name is James. I'm your brother here on this not-so-family-friendly family podcast.
And sorry.
Yeah.
And I'm Lauren. I'm the sister over here. And we have a week. Like many weeks, it's going to be very special. It's going to be a lot of fun. We always have fun over here, but this week we have a special guest, and we are excited about this one because a lot of times when we have guests, that's the first time we met them. Like, we've interacted, we're like, oh, okay, how's this going to go?
Yeah.
Sean, our main man, Sean, we have been on his episode, and we had so much fun, so we already know going in it's going to be even more fun. Sean, do you want to say hi, and then we'll introduce all the things that make you special.
Absolutely. Hello, hello, hello. I'm Sean Michael Williams, a.k.a. Shawnee Dude. You can call me Sean, Shawnee Dude. Does not matter to me. I'm just glad to be here. I'm the host of...
Yeah, look at that smooth jazz, baby.
I love it. He is another sibling. We've added him to the family immediately. When we first met, and had his episode, we were laughing so hard. Like, it was really, and also Sean's probably like, can we end it? We're like, no.
we just kept going.
Going. So much. Sometimes you meet other podcasters and it goes really well. And then you meet other ones and you're like, did we know each other in another life?
Yeah,
like, we were soulmates on a comedy realm. Like, that is how we felt.
Yeah. So, like, especially sometimes on other people's, you know, you get done, you're like, okay, that was fun. I'm glad we did it. And then we got done with Sean's. I'm like, when can I see you again? Oh, beautiful one. Oh, beautiful, beautiful one.
When can I see you again?
I was like, and when will you bless me again with your presence?
Because I need you
in my life. Yeah. And just listening to your podcast is not enough for me. Please. Oh, Sean.
We can't get enough. Speaking of podcast, Sean has an amazing podcast called Situation, S-E-A-N, like his name, podcast. And it is, with every episode, he takes his audience through the complicated world of dating, life situations, and major factors that make us. He has guests on, and you can tell he really loves what he does and connects well with every guest. And he's just such a lovable, lovable guy. You hear from his voice and his laugh. So, Sean, I know I hate these questions, but is there anything you want to share fun about you? Like, how long are you doing the podcast? What do you like candy? Do you hate candy? What's your favorite ice cream? Like, who are you?
You just gave like 50 options. Anything you want to say about yourself? Ice cream?
Anything. Like, low key to high key. Are you single? James is curious.
Yes, I'm exclusively single for James. James, call me up.
He's single until I move out there, and then no longer.
Perfect.
Exactly. Perfect. Well, yeah, I'm a podcaster. I love podcasting. I've only been doing this, like, my Situations podcast for, we just hit the 1 year anniversary in April of this year.
Yay! Happy anniversary. That's big. That's really big. Most podcasters don't get to 1 year, so that's congratulations.
Thank you so much. Yeah. And, you know, I started this podcast, to make a very long story short, just going through just different dating situations, life situations, all that stuff. We all go through, you know, those things. And after a recent divorce and after a recent relationship that happened after the divorce, I was like, wow, you know, getting back onto these dating apps or I guess, you know, just navigating, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I can't be the only one going through
these first
questions. Like a nightmare. I forgot you were married. I do. I totally forgot. You and James have that in common.
Yeah.
And that's what, you know, you're single dating, but it's totally different to go from married, I can only imagine, to
completely single. Like, it is such a weird.
Yeah.
Such a weird scenario.
That's crazy. Yeah. So then you're like, wow, I got a lot of good stories. dating apps are unhinged. Let's make a podcast. Yeah. Is that kind of where your brain was?
Yeah, pretty much.
We're so glad.
Yeah, because you know, just seeing like the unhinged things that people put on their profile, like you know, sometimes whenever you kind of see those dating apps,
yeah,
and even just going on those dates and just you know, most of the dates that I go on are like pretty good experiences, but there are some of the outliers where it's like, wow, that just happened.
Goodness, yeah.
And
yeah.
So just kind of just sulking in and or taking in some of that those experiences and kind of just even talking about with my friends or even hearing from my friends and their experiences, whether dating or relationships or whatever, I was like, you know what, let me just start like a little podcast like diary because I want to talk about my life and just talk about my stuff.
Yes.
And just, you know, let people know about me. And then people just started like listening because of course it started with like, you know, like friends and close family listening because that was like the only people that was, you know,
oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And then it just kind of grew after
and then
that.
Those unhinged dates, they're like, what is he saying about me?
Yeah.
And like, oh,
exactly.
I'm like, go check out your episode. It'll be next week.
Right. Yeah. So it kind of just grew from there. And then, you know, just posting reels and stuff like that on social media just got more people to kind of, oh, okay, cool. There's a podcast about this. And then people started submitting their stories or DMing the podcast. I was like, okay, let me make a forum so people can like submit their stuff. And yeah, and that's kind of just like what it is now. So the whole podcast is just about, you know, dating, relationships and life experiences. I have on guests every other week and we just talk about all things dating and just try to solve it by the end of the episode. Solve it.
That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah. What is the answer? I love that. Very cool. So we usually with our guests, we do would you rathers, and but this week we're going to stick with that as well, but with Sean, with his whole situations, relationships, we're going to go along with some of the funny like dating would you rathers, but also I had some questions for you about like the dating realm.
Yeah, real quick, shout out to our podcast of the month from our network.
Yeah, the Deluxe Edition Network. You can find Drink a Clock, The Steven Crypto Show, and Quad Pro Quo. Check them out on the deluxeeditionnetwork.com. Profiles. I mean, there are so many dating apps. What is the strangest profile that you can think of? I know you've probably had so many screenshots, but ones that you've come across. What is the weirdest bio, profile, picture, anything that made you shocked? Like, take a step back.
Yeah, there was like two that really stood out. And one of them that really kind of just took me aback. So you know how in like, I guess on social media, you hear about men who have dating app profile pictures of them catching fish and women are like, why do men do that? Like, that's such an ick.
Yes.
So I saw the opposite. I saw a profile of a woman and like, with like every picture on her profile was her catching a fish. And
that's so really? Funny. Everyone?
Was it like a meme or was she serious?
Yeah,
you know, that's like it was kind of hard to tell because like in her profile, like one of her prompts was like, one thing you should know about me is I love fishing or whatever. I was like, okay, this is probably
shocked.
Right. And then I was like,
one thing
you'll never
be able to guess about me is I love fish. You're like, I never would have guessed with the seven different pictures of all different kind of fish.
It's all same swimsuit, same day.
No, it's all the same day.
Same day. It's just like different angles.
Like, I love fishing. You're like, that's the same fish and it still has a tag on it and it's still in plastic wrap.
You purchased it. She's at the grocery store holding a fish. Yeah. Like, exactly. Or she can do one up and like edit like a man hanging from the fishing pole. She goes on like Photoshop.
Yeah. Picture of men. You're like, wait, hold on. Is this Christianity now? Like, what is this?
What? Yeah, that is strange.
Other profiles that I came by. And this is so funny because literally I had got a submission that came into, you know, like the submission inbox or whatever. Someone had shared a profile of like somebody saying like, you know, what was it? Mm-hmm. Every prompt on their app had said a wedding ring on my finger or whatever. Like, I'm looking for, you know, marriage, whatever, like just marriage, just advertising it on the profile. And it was, you know, because whenever people submit, it's anonymous. So I don't know if they're, you know, so there is like one little indicator that says like, man, woman, transgender, non-binary or other, whatever, just so I can kind of understand the scope of the audience. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so the person that submitted it identified as a man. And so he had sent like those prompts. And then literally, I kid you not, like maybe like a month or so after the fact, I had got that profile or whatever, the person who had that exact same thing. Mary's looking for a ring on my finger. I'm like, what?
No.
You're like, screenshot. You're like, oh.
Yeah, yeah, send it back to them.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That is so funny.
You're like, are you stalking me? Are you
exactly.
Like,
a little strange.
Yeah.
A little strange. That's hilarious. That's funny. Oh, gosh. Yeah, I bet you get a lot of
I feel like a couple of years ago when Lauren was still also in the dating, like, because Lauren and I kind of crossed over a couple of years where we were in the dating scene, like, not crossover, but we were really close, right? Like just a couple years apart. It was back when The Office was huge. And I know for me, I would say this all the time. So I'm sure Lauren did too. Mm-hmm. It was always like looking for my Jim or looking for my Pam. Or, like it was one or the other, which you don't really see anymore because The Office is still big, but it was so big a couple years ago.
Yeah. That like was looking for my Dwight, my Angela. Yeah, looking like, you're psycho.
Oh, you're weird stuff. You're into some beat play. That was a big one a couple of years ago, I remember. And now I feel like it's always like looking for my gym, my like forever gym partner or like looking for my gym date. Okay. And I'm like, you want to go every single day to the gym? Right. Like, really? That's what you want?
I'm tired of reading that. Yeah, I'm like, that's insane. I mean, some people do. Yeah.
Some people really do. They're like, I want someone to grab my glutes at home and grab them at the gym. And you're like, oh my God.
Like, can we separate the two?
Yeah, I know.
Let's
right?
keep the gym sacred. Okay.
Go to the gym and have your gym partner like absolutely just cheek you up. And then when you come home, we'll watch.
Can you imagine? I don't know. You go to the gym and you're just watching just someone just like lifting their ass.
Yeah. They're like doing squats and someone's like, behind them just like, yeah, right. There it is. That's that tight tush.
Exactly.
Oh.
They're on the bench laying.
Yeah.
It's like, that's inappropriate. You can't do that here.
Some 1940s, like what's it called, personal trainer. He's like, get off the ass, hey! And just like get really weird with it. Yeah.
Dressed up in that time, you're like, no.
Imagine if you showed up for a date because you thought it was going to be like a cutie little gym date. You're wearing like not a typical gym outfit because most of the time I feel like when people go to the gym, they're not actually wearing like good looking clothes. You're kind of wearing gym clothes.
Yeah.
So you're in your gym outfit and they're like, let's go over there. See, and they're wearing like a fucking fedora. You're like, what is happening?
Gotta get that workout in, see?
Oh, man.
That's hilarious.
Sean, do you venture to the gym? You look like
it's like,
you're
like once a week or once every other week if I'm lucky because like – between playing because I'll play basketball twice a week.
Yeah.
That's the gym.
Yeah, right. And then I'll actually go to like the gym like I said, like maybe like once every other week whenever I can, cuz like between trying to balance work, balance the podcast, and you know, now moving and then handling dating.
Right.
I'm like, where do I fit everything, you know, so.
Yeah. Do you feel like you ever see people, cuz I swear every time I'm there, I see the people that are at the gym specifically looking for like a dating scenario, even though that's
my,
not the place
waiting
to
pick
do
up
that.
People?
Yeah, do you ever see that, Sean? Have you ever seen anything like that?
I've
I don't know, maybe it's a Utah thing, I don't know.
Yeah.
Especially,
and like right now I'm at Export Fitness, and I will see that like sometimes. And I want to say maybe like once or twice out of like the year that I like, you know, like I'll kind of come across something like that. So I remember one time I was at the gym, and this was like, when was this? This was like kind of like February or March of last year. And of course, you know, at the top of the year, everyone's doing like their resolution.
My resolution.
Yeah, everybody's there, and it's the worst time of the year to be at the gym because you're like, oh my God. Unless you work at the gym, and then you're getting commission after commission after commission.
Sure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And there was a woman on the, what do you call it? The, like the stair climber machine or whatever.
Yeah.
Stairmaster 3000.
Exactly.
She was mastering it.
She was mastering
it. Sure.
And so there was a guy that like walked in, like, you know, pretty muscular, like looked pretty handsome, but she was just minding her own business and just, you know.
He pantsed her.
Sexually assaulting her. Ah, it's cute.
Oh, that's so fun. Yeah, I'm gonna say you. Sorry.
He just goes over to her and is just like, and like, I kid you not, I'm like literally on like maybe about, I don't know, 10 feet away, like just walking, cause I'm like about to like head on over to like the dumbbells. Anyway, as I'm like walking by, like about to walk by, the guy talks to the girl. He's like, hey, you know, I don't know, I don't think I've seen you around here before. Can I get your number? Just goes right the fuck in.
That's the go-to. I haven't seen you around here. And
that's
you're like
old school.
I put a hoodie down and hide.
Yeah, he's like, do you come here often? Like, what is this pickup line?
And that the gym seems like the worst place to pick someone up when they're in the middle. Like, no one feels attractive in the midst of doing deep squats or anything. Right. And so don't approach me
especially
while
with
I'm
headphones.
Doing it. Maybe when I'm leaving. Right. Exactly. When I'm like leaving and I'm, you know, I've looked in the mirror, I don't feel so bad. But even still, it's
mine's
like
I'm
that
married.
Is interrupting someone's ritual. Right. That's
I have
someone's
a ring
ritual
on.
Routine.
My shirt says I'm married.
My
please
kids
don't
are
talk
around
to me.
Yeah. I'm a walking red flag at this point. But yeah, that seems so strange. Did she respond?
So like she didn't respond initially, but then like, cause like she had like her earbuds in or whatever. And then like the guy was just like literally standing there for like a good like 10 seconds. And then she like took her earphones
that
out.
That is crazy.
She's like, he's tapping her on the shoulder. She's like
excuse
sweating.
Me, ma'am.
Like I'm
excuse
stepping.
Me, ma'am. I just drank my protein and pre-workout. I taste the fury of 1,000 suns in my soul right now. Please answer me. I need to go do cardio or I'll kill. Actually, he probably doesn't do cardio. There's no way he's doing cardio. No.
We're judging the gym rats. It's okay.
My skin itches like answer within me. Please answer this number.
The creatine is seriously taking over my blood. Oh yeah. My gosh, that was a good segue though, James. We got a good weird approach to
I've
never asked anyone ever in my life at the gym for any like that's a crazy thing. Like unless I'm going, "Hey, you done with that yet?" No, cool. I will never bother you again as long as the history of the world exists.
Yeah,
I will ask you one time. That is it. And even if I do ask,
and if they're like getting off, if they're on it, and you're like, "Hey, are you done?"
No. If they've been on it for like more than like 15, 20 minutes, and they're on their phone not doing anything, I'm like, okay, maybe they're between sets, maybe not.
Right.
Other than that, I'm just gonna wait. I'm gonna be that dude. Right. I'm not gonna stand 3 feet in front of them, just like staring. Like that's crazy.
Sir, sir.
Can I have your cellular digits, madam? No? Okay, cool.
Yeah,
get off the
wipe
fucking
down?
Gym bench because I got to do a set because I can feel this pre-workout.
Can you wipe your sweat down, too? Right.
Yeah.
You're a little disgusting.
You're like, no, I'll wipe it down for you. And then turn around and you're just
wiping
the bench.
It's gross. And that's pervert right
there. You're supposed to turn around.
She's taking a picture of you just in case I go missing. Right. What?
Exactly.
Oh my God. All right. Let's, I have a couple
Lauren's like,
more
I did
questions.
Not have written down for this segment, gym talk.
No, this is perfect. Gym licking. No, this is perfect. I love this. We've never talked about gyms. This is good.
Yeah.
Lauren, you don't go to the gym, do you? You do at home workouts because
you
have kids?
No, I work out at home. Yeah,
I was gonna say.
I couldn't. I've gone with a friend.
You're like, go to daycare.
I don't like people watching me. Yeah, I don't feel, I just.
Yeah, and nobody else like people watching them except for the fact that most 99% of the time at the gym, nobody's watching you.
Yeah. I know,
but
still,
everyone thinks
when I feel just like I like to put in what I'm listening to, my podcasts, and I like to listen. So I just
Lauren's
anywhere
listening to
where
true
I'm not
crime
totally
while she's pumping iron as they beat them mercilessly. She's like, I'll beat them back. I'll beat them back with this right arm. Yeah. Yeah, Jeffrey Dahmer's got nothing.
Like. I listened to last pod on the left. I was just listening to one. I don't like not being fully aware of my surroundings in a place where there's lots of people.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, let me listen to the true crime at home.
Yeah.
Than these crazy people. But yeah.
And you're already heightened on edge because you're listening to murderers. Like, you're missing people talk about murder.
I know, I'm like, you're not going to get
and
me.
Guess where they were kidnapped? That's right. The gym. You're like, they were kidnapped at the gym.
Oh. Thank you, James. That was a great segue.
Yeah, I got you.
I had one more question.
And thank you, Sean, for being a participant on this.
And thank you, Sean, for being here telling this
story. We call gym talk.
For not licking people's seats
at the gym. I know that's the minimum, but hey, we're glad you're not doing it. So.
And honestly.
Sean's like, hold on. I never said I didn't do that. You guys just said that you did it.
You can't quote me on that.
Don't quote me on that. Don't quote me on that. Don't quote me on that.
Because I will if I must. If I must, I shall.
Can I know Lauren's been trying to do a segue for about 15 minutes. I'm
no,
sorry.
No,
I asked you a question, Sean. This is all about you. Yeah. I don't know why we're still talking. This is not our podcast. This is our podcast, but I don't care about what we have to say. I listen to us for hours a day.
Yeah.
Shawnee boy.
Yes.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Absolutely.
Can you walk me through what your profile looks and like what you have on your profile for dating? Because I'm always curious. Like, what do you
and what sites or what apps are you on? If you're on
right now,
Grindr mostly.
Right. Yeah.
James was just he's like,
I'm looking.
Right.
He's desperately asking you. You think this is a joke?
Like, you're not a beautiful black man. Get off my screen. I'm looking for Sean.
Shawnee,
too. Like, he's not even in your state. I'm like, open my radius to thousands of miles. I need one man. One man to rule them all. They're like, I'm not Sean.
Well, he's like, I don't feel comfortable anymore. Click, hang up.
Oh my goodness.
Go ahead, John. I'm sorry.
Y'all are amazing. I fucking love y'all. Yeah. So, yeah, like right now I'm on Hinge, Coffee Meets Bagel, OkCupid, Bumble, and Field. Nice. And so right now I have my my profile paused on all of them just because
that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Because you don't need no woman. You just need James.
Yes.
What? Who said that? Keep going.
Wait, so you can pause it so it's not active, like you won't pop up for other people, but you haven't deleted.
Yeah.
Okay.
And mostly just because... Cool, yeah.
I'm close. Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I didn't know you could do that. I've never paused myself in my life. Yeah, I don't get enough likes to need to do that. I'm not Sean.
You're like, whoa, calm down, women.
Sean's like, I need to take a break. There's too many of them. I'm like, where are you finding them?
Come to Chicago.
I bet.
Chicago, that's where you are. Yeah. All right. So, yeah, what do you have? What's your picture?
Yeah, so actually, you know what? Let's go ahead and pull up my Hinge. I like my Hinge.
Let's do it.
Yes.
Let's do it.
My Hinge profile I feel is the best laid out profile of all the apps.
Okay.
But yeah. And then for our listeners, we'll have to kind of like, I'll give you guys a nice rundown of the angle in which this man
the inspiration
is
of what. Yeah, yeah. Okay, let's see. Oh, that's a good photo of you.
So dressy. Sean, yeah, he's it's like a wedding photo. He's got his legs crossed. Well, one leg crossed over the other with a great big smile.
It's casual.
With a great
But
smile.
Here's the thing that women are going to see. He is dressed up to the nines.
Yeah.
Like, he's got a bow tie on, which shouts, I'm not a typical... necktie. Okay. I got a bow tie.
Oh,
that's
you're in Mexico?
Spice.
What the?
Well traveled.
Yeah, okay.
Wait, go. Okay, yeah.
Just a classy
handsome
smile with,
just
the, with the nice
selfie. We need a selfie. Yeah, good lighting.
What?
Your podcast.
What? You have these beautiful pictures. Where am I doing wrong?
That's a straight up, wait, that's a full on, like,
this is like
headshot.
A professional, yeah, this is headshots.
Yeah.
Should I get my headshots from work and put them in my profile? Holy cow.
I'll take some pictures for
Jeez.
You.
Jeez. We'll be at the beach and I'm just
those
like flashing the camera. Would Sean like these?
I think it was good because Sean had, guys, for our single listeners, he had a dressed up one. I think people want to see also your style. Like, it
what's
shows
your range?
How you dress.
Yeah.
What do you like to wear? All great.
Yeah.
All great photos, guys.
I feel like the problem I have trying to mirror Sean's beautiful profile, I have been to more countries than most people. Like, it's just a fact.
Yeah.
But I haven't been there in like almost a decade. So if I were to put
it's not recent.
Of me in those places...
Yeah.
They're
your
like,
wife's
look,
next to you.
Yeah, I have my ex-wife, or I look like I'm 12. I mean, I already look like I'm 12, but I look really like I'm 12, like 11 and a half, 12, right? And it's just like, they're like, your hairline's different, you look like you're 5, you have a wife with you, what's going on here, right? So
I will say what's great too about, I know we're harping on your profile, what's great about
I
it
literally
is
asked
there are
about
no other
it.
People in it. Yeah, yeah. Well, I won't let it go.
I will never let him
go.
I will never give up hope on this man.
Like, there are no other people in it. I think that's great. When there's a group photo, it's so bad, guys. Don't do it.
I'm sorry.
I just think it's odd.
Most of my pictures have at least me with someone else. I'm sorry. Like, I don't have a lot of pictures.
In every one of them?
Not all of them. No, not all of them. Also, some of mine aren't – like, mine I'll be like – like, I'm like rock climbing in one of them, so my face isn't in it.
Sure, that's a good –
stuff like that, but
– unless you, like, know who it is. It's you and – a child, they don't think they're on the dating.
I'm like, this is my
child.
Girlfriend.
Like,
the child.
Yeah, do you have a kid though? Then
It's like me, my ex. What?
Yeah. Prompts. Does she want to get married again? I don't know. I messed her up. They're like,
Jesus Christ.
What kind of
both physically and emotionally.
No. We can't. Wow. And we're going to segue right on over.
I'm sorry.
To another question. No,
Sean, would you
great,
rather
dude.
Get
Why
off this podcast and run away forever?
No, I got to stay on this podcast to quite the opposite.
Yeah. Or continuously be harassed for the next 30 minutes.
Yeah. Okay. Can you tell us, and after this, then we're going to go onto some red flags, not red flags, onto some would you rathers. What is your worst dating story?
Yeah. So, this story actually was via somebody that I met on Coffee with Me's Bagel.
Yeah, I know. I already know it, baby. You know.
Yeah.
So, I guess I'll go ahead and talk about the date that I went to. I went on a sushi date. Yes. Went on a sushi date.
Yes. It's so good.
Oh my gosh.
It's so bad.
Yeah.
It's good.
Right. So
it is.
Literally go, I'm having a great conversation with this person. Everything is going well. We decide to meet up, get off the app, meet in person. So we meet up over sushi. She comes in, she's like wearing like all these like fancy designer, clothes, whatever, looking like very fashionable. No.
She's trying to stunt.
Right. I'm like, okay, pop off, we love a flex.
Yeah.
And then have a great conversation during sushi. Everything's going fine. Near the end of the date, waitress comes over and asks, actually before that. So during the conversation, she's, talking about how she doesn't need a man to pay for anything. I'm like, yes, pop off queen. Yeah. Independent. Yes. We love it.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Towards the end of the date, the waitress comes over and says, hey, how do you guys want to split this? I'm like looking at my date. I'm like, we'll split it in half. Question mark?
Yeah, because she just said that. That's such an uncomfortable. Yeah. Because she said it. Exactly. If she hadn't said that.
Exactly. Yeah, if she hadn't said that, there's no way you would even be thinking does she want?
It's almost right. It's almost like you would be in the wrong if you're like, I'll pay. Then she'd be like, did you not hear what I said?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like a lose-lose situation.
She could get really offended.
Yeah. Exactly.
Do you not listen to me? You're like, we've been on
you
one
don't
day,
even
girl.
Respect women. You're like, hold on a second.
Right. I never said that.
Right. Yeah, because and me, the way that I work is if I'm the person that's like asking somebody out on a date, I have no problem paying for it because I'm making that,
Exactly. Yeah.
So literally the waitress, gets both of our cards, run them. So while the waitress is running the cards, my date, her attitude and everything just completely changes. She's just like, hey, can I ask you a question? I'm like, oh no.
Oh no, you cannot.
No.
Right.
I am unable to answer said question. So
exactly.
I don't like your question outright.
Right, exactly. So she's just like, I think it's very disrespectful that you didn't pay for the date. And I was just like, you said that you are independent. You don't need a man to pay for your date. I was just trying to respect your wishes.
Yeah.
Your space and everything. And she was like, No, I still think that you should have paid regardless of anything that I've said before. I was just like,
wait, this is the right world. Story. I thought it was the other one. What? You've had a lot of sushi situations,
Sean. Yeah.
Situation
sushi. Yes.
What? Okay.
Oh yeah.
She said you need to disregard everything that I've said. I feel like when someone says something like that, that's making a point.
Right.
And it's fine if you were just out walking, talking about it in a normal conversation. That's something totally fine that you can say. But you're saying it on a date. First date, you don't know each other. She doesn't know you that well. So why are you going to discredit what she just said?
Exactly. So I'm just trying to figure out.
She's in the wrong.
That's
crazy.
A crazy thing to say.
Yeah. And then
she's
you're
like,
married.
I know I said I consent. I need you to disregard that. You're like, wait, hold on a second.
Everything I said was a lie. This isn't even my real name. It's Jessica. You're like,
right.
But your profile says Jessica.
She's like, yeah, I know that.
What?
I'm still confused.
Yes.
Sean shared a story last when we were on his about someone. They didn't stand you up. What was it? I'm trying to remember. They were late. They stood you up. What was the sushi story?
Oh yes. So we were trying to coordinate and everything. So they came. So I'm like waiting at the place whatever to get sushi and everything. Mm-hmm. They never really show up. And so I'm just like, hey, all right, I'm going to just go ahead and just enjoy the sushi.
Give me some sushi.
Absolutely.
That's the sushi story I was expecting. This was amped tenfold. Like,
crazy.
What?
She showed up and was nuts.
Yeah.
Then she said you were disrespectful, even though she said.
Even though you were trying
to pay for my own
stuff. Respectful.
Yeah.
Weird.
Like, woman, okay. What do you want from me? She's like, I want you to not, but then do and then don't.
And then rewind it 5 times, touch your nose.
Read my mind, even though I don't say it, and then you do say it, and then you don't say it. And Sean's like, hey, I gotta go to the bathroom. This is a lie. I'm leaving. And then just walks out.
I'm gonna be honest with you because you have not been honest with me. I'm leaving. I'm ducking
out. Damn. And with that individual thing, I was like, man, I'd rather have just gotten stood up, you know, when I have like
easy.
You're like, can we just and you never know, it could have been a crazy person about to show up. Wow. Should we do some of your others? Do you have any more questions for
Sean? I could ask Sean questions like until the cows come home, so you know, like I have so many. Sean lives a very different life than Lauren and I do, so because like different city, so I'm saying like, so because of that, I feel like I could just ask you so many questions. Are you from Chicago originally, Sean? I cannot remember.
Born and raised in Chicago, and I love the cities. That, you know, there's always something going on in Chicago. From here originally.
Your last relationship that you had, where was she from? I'm always curious on this.
Yeah, so my last relationship, she was from Chicago as well. But she grew up on the north side of Chicago, so like right next to like Wrigley Field, like Wrigleyville, or like, you know, Cubs Stadium for those. And so I grew up on the south side, so like not too far away from like Sox Stadium. I guess trying to like give like the best location for those that
general knowledge, because we're like I know the Red Sox.
Okay. Red Sox is Boston, Lauren.
Nope. Okay. Never mind. Socks. White socks. It's just plain socks. I'm already failing. I'm like, yes.
Sounds like Yankees. Yeah.
La da da. Go Georgia Tech.
Georgia Tech.
No, I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
Do you feel like this is a question? This is an open question for everybody. I asked that about where is she from. Do you guys ever feel like if people are from two very different places, it affects the way you guys, like, how, like, dating is, your relationship? Like, do you guys feel like that's a big influence on that?
Ooh, yeah, it is.
Well, I don't think it necessarily is negatively, but I think it plays a part, but that's for sure. If someone's from the north, someone's from the south, things are going to be a little different. Mm-hmm. Sean, what do you think?
Because, yeah, you just have, like, those different experiences based on where you grew up or whatever, and we're all a product of our environment, ultimately. And so whether so even like if you're like on like the north side or the south side of like the same city, or if you're from like an entirely different state, it definitely kind of plays into into like how those dynamic works, especially during the holidays if things are serious and you're trying to see each other's family, like who's going where.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah, it definitely plays a
suburb, city, I think any of that can can play a part,
because I feel like, you know, people, the go-to when people think about something like that is like a different country, right? It's like, that's obviously a different culture completely. Well, but like even within the United States, I feel like it's just, they're so different, it's like it really affects how, like, just how people interact and stuff like that, you know. Between that and then like, are you the oldest, are you the youngest, are you the middle, like that all affects it. But I also think like where you're from really affected. This isn't that funny. I just was curious what y'all.
No, that's okay.
Like, Sean does a.
Do you think so?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Well, I don't know. The last person that I was in a relationship was from a completely different place than where Lauren and I grew up. Lauren and I are from like the deep south, you know, Mississippi, green, all that stuff. And my ex is from Arizona, like a desert.
Everything's dead.
And it's like, okay, you don't. It's like, oh yeah, but what's the big difference? It's just. Our lives were so different, like so completely different.
Because, what you like to do outside,
right? Yeah,
your hobby, like it all plays.
Yeah, we're both outside people, but what you do outside in Mississippi is so different from Arizona.
Oh, absolutely.
It's like one of them is you stand, like you go swimming every day because it's 115 degrees. Where it's like, oh yeah, we go swimming in a pond, like you know what I'm saying?
With the gators.
With the gators, try not to get killed. Yeah. I just feel like with Sean's, like, that's his podcast. I got to ask dating stuff, you know? Like, well, he's on
here. Oh, yeah, we're staying with dating. The questions I have to be dating.
Yeah, hating and dating.
This is it.
Okay, I have a last hating one. Last question.
Yeah.
Last question for Sean. Okay, so, Sean, between you and also with all your guests, I feel like this might come up. You talked about when that girl showed up, how she was, like, balling out, right? Louis Vuitton, Gucci, like, clearly trying to show that she, like, could do that. Do you feel like, what is your opinion when someone shows up to a date like that, or very like.
You're talking about high fashion?
Yeah. Not just dressed nice. I'm talking about like clearly stunting high on fashion. Someone. Like yeah, they're trying to ball out, right? You're like, what is happening right now? Like even, especially when it's not the situation for it, right? Like you're going to get, you know, sushi. And it's like, okay, that's nicer. But it's like, is it wearing like a prom dress? Like, do you need to be wearing like a red, you know what I mean? Like ball gown? Like what is happening? Like what is your opinion on it? Do you think it really matters? Yeah. Like what do you think in your professional opinion?
Sure, my professional opinion.
You do this for money, okay? I feel like you know.
I think first and foremost, like the first date, that's like the first impression, you know? And I just think that if someone is showing up on the first date and you don't even know each other someone's just coming in with all these designer outfits or whatever, it's really making a statement and it's kind of off-putting. And maybe that's just me and my own opinion, but yeah, you know, and
okay. Yeah. I agree. Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to say the opposite. I was like, oh, damn. Like, I thought you were going to be like, yeah, you know, first impression. And I was like, to me, it's like, you better expect this for the rest of your life.
Right.
So if you can't match this, don't even fuck with me. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to fuck with
you. Priorities. Right. I'm going to spend hundreds of dollars on a handbag. You know, it's like, it's showing where their priorities are just by showing up in that. And nothing wrong with high fashion. Well, there is something wrong. But showing up on a date, if you are head to toe with, I mean, dripping Chanel, like, I can't even calculate how much. Yeah.
Unless you're on a dating app for millionaires and then everyone knows everyone's income, then maybe not.
Oh, it's the Romneys. They're going to match up with the Bushes today.
Yeah.
Like, oh, God. You're never like, let me.
Yeah, no, site. No, no. I was like, that is not a room I want to be in. I'm like, so much secrets, so many dead bodies in the closet between that two.
God.
Yeah,
so you're like, nah, not for me. But then also, other end, someone shows up wearing sweatpants and a trash bag. You're like.
And a trash bag. Just got back from the gym. It's cutting season. I was licking the chairs off women's benches. You're like, oh.
God. Right. Why?
You want to go to the gym?
In what way are you doing that?
Yeah.
There's got
to
be happy.
Yeah, I feel like if someone showed up to a first date in sweatpants, I my first initial thought would be like, maybe they just had a long ass day, did not have time to prepare for the date. I'd be like, I understand or whatever. Like, but if this is like every date, I'd be like, okay, they're just too comfortable, like, which is absolutely fine. But I'm going somewhere, and if we want to look good for each other or whatever it is,
right?
Your
right.
Requires first certain like dress codes. It is
right.
This isn't like lounge date. I'm taking you to sushi. Yeah. There is semi-dress code going on.
So here's the question. Then let's throw a would you rather. Would you rather go out with someone that regularly dresses to the nines no matter what, or someone who's a lot more lax and is wearing like sweatpants and hoodies and stuff like regularly?
Ooh, I would go for the sweatpants regularly because I know that I'm not like
really
I'm not like dishing out cash or whatever for like, you know, like the more expensive person. Because I'm person wearing Louis Vuitton, spending all this money out, I'm gonna just go broke by like the end of the day. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, broke back mountain for real.
Minus the mountain bar, Jim's making a sensual face.
Yeah. Lauren, what you going with?
I don't know, guys, because I love to dress up. I'm like any event where I can dress up, but I don't dress up. I'm very annoying. I'm very secondhand store.
That's not annoying. That's like merging sweatpants and dress up into one. That's like.
Well, yeah, I think it's responsible to shop secondhand. But I love fashion, so I love high fashion. I wouldn't necessarily spend money on it because there's a lot of negative things that go into it and landfills and all that stuff. So. But I love dressing up.
Okay, so would you rather go on a date?
I would probably
with a guy?
Go. I know I've got to talk through it, James. I'm gonna go sweatpants. Normally, I'd be like, if it was just dressy rather than no labels on it, like they look nice. I would choose that. But if it's high fashion, no, not the labels. Yeah. But
yeah, okay. I probably say sweatpants. Like, I'm gonna take someone who's a lot more relaxed over someone who's like always dressed up, like. Every single time. On a date with a girl, we were going to the planetarium And she was like, oh, I love the planetarium. Haven't been there in years. And I was like, okay, cool. Like, she picked, if a girl picks a date for me, immediate green flag. Cause I'm like, oh, thank God. Like, she can make a decision.
Yeah. She knows.
She knows what she wants to do, which I'm not saying it's not a bad thing if a girl's like, I don't know what I want to eat. Like, it's just, it's like a stereotype, right?
It's just nice.
But if she goes,
did she dress up like a planet and showed up?
She's like, I am Earth. She's like, I am the moon because I am gravitating towards you. And I'm like, you are the Earth. No, she dressed up. Like, I literally told her.
Like, what? Break it down.
I have to send you a picture.
A dress?
She was wearing like a nice dress, heels. Like, she looked nice. And I literally told her, because I knew this person before. It wasn't like a brand, like a first. I mean, it was a first date, but like, I had known her. And I literally told her, I was like, I feel like I apologize. I am not, because I wore what normally.
You feel weird.
Yeah, I normally wear like shorts and a t-shirt or like a hoodie. It's my go-to thing. Like, I literally got like, and we were going to the planetarium. So to me, that was just that, right? It wasn't bad. It was a great date. It was whatever. It was fine. But I'm just saying, I just remember, I was like, oh, no, I fucked up. Like, I did not understand the assignment kind of a thing. So anyway.
But it's the planetarium. You're walking around. I would say dinner is more dressy heels rather than the planetarium. I think your outfit was good.
Yes,
that might just be her. Some
occasion, though.
Yeah. I mean, I think.
You fit that.
I don't think it was bad. It just, I definitely had this immediate oh shit reaction when I saw what she was wearing. Like, I was wearing like Nikes, you know what I mean? Like, I wasn't, which I will say though, if you wear like a suit with some Nikes that match, it's a good look, but it has to be like clean, you know what I'm saying? Anyway.
Would y'all rather be overdressed or underdressed? Cause I feel like overdressed is always better, but when you're the person who's underdressed, I feel like it's
scary. Oh, I would.
Yeah. I'd rather be overdressed. Yeah.
What do y'all think?
I fear being underdressed. Yeah. I fear dressed it so much.
Yeah,
it's so bad.
Yeah, I would probably rather be overdressed as well. It's like, at least then everyone's like, you know, if they're looking at you, they're like, at least he looks good. Right. Like, it's, you know what I mean? As opposed to being like, you're in sweatpants and everyone's in.
Do you not care about this wedding?
You don't care. Like, if I'm wearing sweatpants for a wedding.
Exactly. It was like, wait a minute. You showed up to a sweatpants and you're wearing a trash bag. Did you just go lick a bench seat at the gym? No.
I'm like, no. Like, trying to wipe away the sweat.
Did you not?
Dubby! Guys, we promised ourselves we were not going to do any advertisements again until it was a product that, one, we believed in, and two, that we want all of our listeners to actually try. Dubby is an energy drink formula that you buy and make, you mix it yourself at your house, and it is going to be a natural form of caffeine. We all know that I'm a very busy person. Lauren's very busy. I work multiple jobs. I have a podcast. Lauren has a podcast. If you're listening to this, you know this. Lauren has three kids. We like to caffeinate, but the problem is a lot of times energy drinks leave us all jittery and we feel weird and our brain's all fuzzy. Dubby does not do that.
Dubby is an energy drink to help enhance focus, concentration, and reaction time with no jitters or crash or bad ingredients. I love knowing what's in my food, knowing what's in my drinks. And with Dubby, they pride itself on 100% full transparency and ingredients disclosure. They have 10 awesome ingredients within this, and they list it all right there on their website.
Guys, this caffeine is derived directly from coffee plants, so we know where we're getting it from. Good energy. I'm not going to have a crazy crash at the end of it.
Absolutely. They have no calories, no sugar, no maltodextrin, no fillers, and no artificial colors.
If you guys want to check out Dubby, go to dubby.gg or Google Dubby, and I'll take you to their website. At checkout, use promo code sorta kinda funny, no spaces, and you get 10% off promo code sorta kinda funny.
This one cracks me up. Has nothing to do with relationships at all, but I thought it was so funny. I had to share it.
All
this was on Reddit. What would you rather fight? If you win, you get $1 million. 100 diseased rats, two pit bulls. These are separate. Would you rather fight 100 diseased rats, two pit bulls, a silverback gorilla, but you have a bat, an old man in a wheelchair bound with a gun, or nothing, and you just wouldn't do it? I don't know what I'm doing.
I know what I'm doing. 100% I know what I'm doing.
I think we're the same. Sean, you go first. What are you thinking?
Sean's like, give me that bat, baby. Harambe for life. Bing.
Harambe.
Right.
God. Silverback? You can't beat a
silverback. No, you cannot beat a silverback gorilla with a gun. Like, you'd have to shoot that thing so many times for it to stop.
That's what I'm saying. You are not winning, especially with a bat. You gonna take that bag and bust it over
like,
your head?
It's like, you want the rats, and it has barbed wire. You're like, no.
No. Yeah, exactly. Scratch his nose.
Yeah. These things are tough. He's like, I'm going to use that later to scratch my back. That's how little this thing is.
Get the fleas off.
I'm going to be picking my teeth with your bones. You're like,
You're like, if I die, do I still get $1 million?
Yeah, and they give it to your widow. And you're like, I'm not even married. Yeah, you single bitch. Nobody loves you.
And your funeral is just horrendous.
And you can't find a gorilla. It's gorilla themed.
Yeah. The gorilla speaks at your funeral. He was a bitch.
She's like, and then flips your casket.
Right. Your dead body just flailing. Exactly. They're like rigging it right, $1 million. And they're like, we're going to take that back to you.
Actually, with the bat.
Listen, I knew this question would be good. Sorry, Sean. Sorry.
Sean's like, shut the fuck up.
I'm all the way here for it. Oh my goodness.
Pop the fuck
yes.
off.
Go all the way the fuck off.
Sean, can I That's get Sean's, these shirts? Can I get one of those shirts? I mean, we can talk about
afterwards. Where do we get those?
But...
Yeah, absolutely. And even for like the listeners, if you go to situationspodcast.com, SituationsPodcast.com, click on the merch tab and it'll take you right to the store.
I was giving me Fergalicious.
I am going to get one literally when we get off this call. I love it so much. She's seen you go off. I'm like, yes. Okay. So who are you going off on, Sean? Who are you going to go off on?
Exactly. So I guess like my first option, I was going to say, because like I'm such a nice person, I was going to say, no, you know, nobody. But you know what? I want a challenge, you know?
Yeah, you do. You
exactly.
Want
so out of all of those scenarios, I'm sorry, old man Jenkins, you're going to have to get it.
Wow. He has Jenkins. A gun?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm
dude.
Gonna have to just
reflexes
like,
weave
and dodge, do some Matrix to Neo, you know, Neo, something.
Yeah.
Because I feel like out of all those scenarios, I feel like I probably have the best chances. Because if he's old and he's got a gun, chances are he's going to like, you know, miss. Or even if he doesn't miss, what like he's like, he's going to like, you know,
he's
the
like,
recoil alone is
going to
knock
you're
him
like,
out. Yeah.
You didn't do well there either.
So Lauren's agreeing with that. That's what you're going with?
I would pick that because you could get behind his wheelchair. Like you just, yes, he's yeah. old.
But I will say, y'all have been watching documentaries. I have seen some shit where old men from World War II still got it.
Yeah.
Not right now because it's been a long time.
But he's in a wheelchair.
No, I have seen some old dudes that they took in like the late 90s, early 2000s that were from World War II. And they were like, hey, like, can you shoot? And those old sons of bitches were like, I'm going to pretend this is a Nazi. And they were beaming these things. It was crazy.
Damn. Well, then maybe Sean and I are going to die, but we're going to go in.
Depending on the level of skill that this old man has, if he's never shot a gun, yeah. and even if you gave him a fucking .22, like that doesn't have any kick, he's probably going to miss. If he's a skilled combatant and he has a gun, no way in hell.
Right.
Yeah. Do you pick the rats?
No, you're going to die.
What are you going to pick?
I was picking the two pit bulls.
No.
Man. So here's the thing.
A pit bull?
Here's the thing. 100 rats... 100 rats, you're gonna die. Even if you kill them all, they're gonna like swarm you. They're gonna give you diseases, right? Gorilla is the least winnable situation. Even if you had all of the other situations on your team against the rat or against the gorilla, with all of them on your squad, you're still losing. He's gonna body.
He's gonna rip them all in half.
All of you.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
He's gonna pick up the old man Jenkins and be swinging through the rats. Like
he's gonna use him as a gun, shoot his gun.
Yeah, like no. Gorillas are insane. There's like,
yeah.
No, the only thing I would rather fight, like would least rather, I'd rather fight less is a brown bear. Brown bears are crazy. They're like gorillas on crack.
Yes, that is not an option. What are you picking? Oh, the pit bull.
Yes.
Oh God, that's insane. Okay.
And then the old man in my head, I'm like, he has a gun, a gun, like.
We're doing magic. Like we're gonna like duck.
Yeah, you guys are gonna dodge a bullet, like.
I've been in the Matrix.
Because I guess I'm thinking like if I'm like a good distance away from this guy, if I'm like 100 yards, I got some flexibility.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm weaving. Yeah. You know,
what if he has a shotgun? He's just waiting. He's like, I like you weaving. I'm not pulling the trigger until you're close enough. He doesn't have to aim. He has a shotgun.
We're basically skeet shooting. He's like, I guess we're playing humans today. Yeah.
What's
crazy.
That book called where they hunt humans? No. It's called like The Greatest Hunt or Greatest Chase.
The Great Hunt.
Yeah,
something
they
like
made
that,
me read
yeah.
that like seventh grade. And I'm like,
high
what
school.
The fuck is this?
I remember that they're all like, going in the jungle.
Excuse me,
it's
what was
good.
The point of reading this? And they're like, because humans deep down are evil. I'm like, what?
Evil.
I live in 2014. I know humans are evil. The earth is on fire right now.
Like, watch the news. Yeah. Right.
We invaded Iraq when that's not even where like the people that the terrorists came from. Like, what are you
right? Yeah.
Anyway, pinballs. Anyway.
So So the rats, no, I'm gonna die no matter what. The gorilla, I'm gonna lose. The man has a gun. So in my mind, I'm like, if you don't want to participate and like you're like, I don't want to, I'm not gonna get $100,000. You're a little bitch. Like, let's do this, right? So I don't want that as an option. The two dogs, they're going to mess you up. But they're going to mess
you up.
How
are you going to kill it?
But I feel like you have the highest likelihood of survival. Like, you're going to be fucked up. But
people die every year with pit bull attacks.
I know, but like, I feel like
if they're aggressive.
If as hard as I could, I'm like punching a pit bull in the face and kicking.
What about a rat?
I feel like I could like beat them.
Yeah.
A pit bull.
Yes. Yes.
Interesting. All right.
I'm not saying they're not going to fuck me up. I'm saying that I could survive them.
Yeah.
Okay.
A gorilla is going to kill me.
I never said I would go up against a gorilla.
Rats with disease, I don't care if you kill all of them. They have diseases. You're going to die.
Yeah. Right.
And if you stomp their foot and they bite you while they're
right. And if you fight the guy with a gun, either you're for sure going to walk out of it alive and never get shot. But if you get shot once, it's over.
Right.
Because then he's going to just be like, pow, pow, pow. So, like, if the dogs get me, and I know that they will because they're dogs and they're fast, I feel like in the end I could, like, break its leg or something. Like, I could, like,
do something. The aggression's the purge.
Oh, you know what? I got the perfect plan. So, you know what's going to happen? So, after, like, after Lauren and I conquer the old man, we're going to take the shotgun and we're going to, like, take out those dogs and save James.
Yeah. That's
we have to infiltrate because James is just on the brink of death. And he's like, I could do it. We're like, could you now?
I also have so much confidence in myself in anything that it becomes a problem.
Pitbull's crazy.
Yeah, I was roller skating yesterday. And I was like, I can 360. My friends go, what? I was like, I got it. And they go, okay. So here I am, like, practicing my 180s into a 180. And then I'm like, I'm just like spinning. So... you know?
And then James pulls up his leg to the cast. We're like,
my wrist doesn't feel great, but I also, you know, like I skateboard and stuff. So I'm fucking up my wrist anyway.
Well, there you go. Okay. One more question. James, do you want to pull up a would you rather? Do you want me to, because I'm here.
Sean, would you rather go on a date with Lauren or me?
Okay. Interesting. It says that. Interesting.
Lauren did write this.
Obviously. Like, I love you both.
Sean's like, give me best of both worlds. Put me in a Nora sandwich.
Ew. I feel weird about the sibling thing, but Sean, for sure.
Yeah, no, I don't like that either. We can talk about that at the end of this episode.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
And we can bring Sean into it. Sean's going to bring in Sean's opinion.
Yeah.
Okay, I got this.
This one makes me the last. Okay, go.
I already know my answer to this, even though I don't like either one of them.
Okay.
Would you rather be with someone who's always on their phone or be with someone who's always going through your phone?
Ooh, you know what? I'd rather be with somebody who's always going through my phone because, like, I have nothing to hide. I'm like a very transparent, open person.
Yeah.
Look at you. Yes.
Go off.
All right. Go all the way.
Look
the
at this
fuck
king.
Off, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's a really good answer. You're like, I'm not shady, so go ahead.
Exactly.
Bitch. She's like, wow.
Yeah. She's like, wow, that's crazy.
That's hot. You're like,
wow. The confidence is getting me absolutely drenched. You could drown children down there.
Oh, my God. We didn't have to bring a flood into this. Like, what?
I have issues, you know, my podcast for a living. What do you want from
me? All right, James, what would you pick after that drenching comment?
Okay, so I agree with Sean. I have nothing to hide. But the implication that comes with someone needing to go through my phone all the time means that they don't trust me. Yeah. And I do not want to be with someone who doesn't trust me.
Sure.
So I'd rather have someone who's on their phone all the time, although I hate that. If someone's on their phone all the time, I hate it. But at least I know that they're not doing it because they don't trust me. They're just... insecure and need to be on their phone all the time. It's a general, like, people are like, since, like, I don't know, probably like in their late 30s nowadays, and all the way until teenagers, we all have a phone problem, right? Mm-hmm. It's not because they don't trust me that they're on their phone all the time. If someone's going through my phone all the time, I'm out. Like, I don't trust
it's on
you.
Them than you.
Not that I don't trust you. You don't trust me. And I will not be in a relationship with someone that doesn't trust me because that is the worst.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I'm going to have to lean where James is going because someone on their phone. Hopefully, maybe if I yank it out of their hands enough and be like, give me attention, then something will awaken them, maybe.
Yeah.
And you could be like, oh, yeah.
Hey. And they're like, oh, I'm sorry, put it away. Oh, I'm sorry, put it away. But if you're like, what are you doing on my phone? Like, I don't know how to approach. I know how to approach someone on their phone. Hey, can you put your phone down, please? Oh, I'm sorry. Or, you know what I mean? Versus,
on your phone.
Hey, can you stop looking at my phone? It's like, why?
My
you got something
email.
To hide? And you're like, no, but like, why do you feel the need? You know, I think that turns into a fight way easier. But this is just my personal opinion.
Yeah. It's a good opinion.
No, absolutely. Because the way that I'm thinking is, like, my thought is if they go through, like, my phone or whatever, and, like, I got nothing to hide, they're going to get so fucking bored. Like, there's nothing.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? All right. Well, now I have your attention. Like let's spend time together. You found nothing. Let's continue.
Yeah. And you're like, can you please stop now? I'm not hiding anything from you. Yeah, that's a good point, too.
Exactly.
Hopefully. Well, Sean, then that's actually a pretty good point. Scenarios. Maybe they'll just get bored of being like, you're no fun. You don't create drama.
Then,
you're like, bitch, I'm not trying to create drama. I'm trying to create babies. Let's go right now.
She's like, again, drenched. Yeah. And they're like,
I'm like, I'm a several bat gorilla, and you're a bat, and I'm about to mess you the fuck up.
What?
We start ripping my clothes off. I'm like, ah, banging on my chest. I'm about to Tarzan this bitch.
Oh,
I'm about to give you $100,000 for this deer.
It's a million, but okay.
A million?
Pop.
Right? Pop all the way
right. Wow. Oh my gosh.
And then as you're going at it, James, you gotta say
Dicks out for Harambe. I'm sniffing the sweat off of her bench and she's like, what the fuck is happening?
Dicks out for Harambe. Oh my gosh. Poor Harambe. He didn't deserve it.
He did not deserve that. I wonder if those guards won $100,000.
Thank you, Sean. Where can our audience find you? Because this has been a blast, and I know after this, they're in love.
And please plug that merch again. And go ahead and can you take your mic and just move it to the side and show us the shirt again real fast for our listeners?
I thought you were going to say, can you take your shirt off? I was like,
Sean,
wow.
Can you take your shirt off for everybody?
Can you do a little striptease?
Sean. Naughty
He's
Sean.
He's like, I've never done this on a podcast.
Naughty
right.
Sean.
Here we go.
That's what kind of Sean.
Right. Sean Daddy.
Right. Find more on my Patreon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, this has been so much fun. Like, you all are like literally like my siblings. I fucking love y'all. Like, we're family. All the love here. And you all can find me, Situations Podcast. For those of you like watching, you see the little sign right there. SituaSeans for those listening. Situations Podcast. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, all that. And we drop every other Wednesday. And the episode with Sorta Kinda Funny is going to be coming out Wednesday, July 17th. All right, y'all?
Yes.
July 17th, Wednesday.
Yes, we're very excited for that one.
Talking about crazy dating vibes. By that, I mean Lawrence.
Yeah.
Previous dating life and the weird world that Sean and I live in.
Yes. This has been so much fun. James, do you have any closing remarks? Pretty informal.
I just want to throw this out there that if Lauren and I ever did OnlyFans, it would cost more than $3 a month.
Sean, we have to tell you something.
Somebody said something weird about, like, they made a joke that Lauren and I had an OnlyFans. It was very strange. And then they were like,
We do not.
And,
we are
right,
not.
Yeah.
It was not a very funny joke, even though they're supposed to be a funny comedy podcast. So I don't care. I'm throwing shots out to y'all because fuck you. And
they made a lot of inappropriate comments about us.
Yeah, they made a lot. So if you're listening to this, you can literally go fuck yourself. You fuck. So,
James.
I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't
Sean
care.
Sean is like, what did I get drug into?
So that's its own thing.
Yeah.
You middle-aged bastards. Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
So anyway, someone made a comment.
All you out there, leave Lauren and James alone. They're my brother and sister. I will fight
leave
you.
Leave us.
Leave Brittany alone. Leave Lauren and James alone.
She's crying.
Yeah. And they were like, the OnlyFans that cost $3 a month. And I was like, what the? It wasn't
like,
funny.
They called us cheap whores. Oh, I was like, this whore ain't cheap.
You couldn't afford this bitch.
Right.
Anyway, so I've seen how many people text to run y'all's podcast. 17,000 middle-aged white men that have. Anyway, I'm gonna.
James is popping
on
up
a
way
roll.
anyway.
We someone brought attention that we need to listen to this episode about us. Not the whole episode, but it was a
just a segment. Yeah.
And if you guys want to know, we'll send it to you. If you want to,
shoot us a text. We'll send it to you. Get out of here. Sorry. Everyone that's listening is like, I know, dude. I hope we get it right. It's people are gonna be like, what happened? I'm gonna be like, let me call you.
I'll send you the screen recordings.
Yeah. So anyway, Sean, that's what happened. And so I was just making a joke because if either of us had OnlyFans, you know we're worth more than $3. Look at this jawline.
Right? Come
on. Got that. They ain't got that.
Ain't got that. Thank you. This was so much fun. If you want Sean's OnlyFans.
If you want Sean's OnlyFans, which is $30 a month.
He's like, goddammit.
All right, guys, thank you so much for listening. Check us out on Spotify, iTunes, all those other places.
And OnlyFans.
OnlyFans, yeah, for sure. $3 a month, clearly, apparently. And then make sure you guys leave us a review and share this with somebody.
And text me if you want to hang out.
Ooh. Bye. Bye.
Hey, if you like what you heard, please let us know.
You can leave us a rating and review wherever you listen to your podcast.
You can also find us on Instagram or TikTok at Sorta Kinda Funny Pod.
You're listening to a Joseph Norris original titled This Song.